Hey, I was wondering, I was waiting if Tim would say something. I always introduce this, but
dude, that look you gave me, I always, you usually start, and I'm like, he didn't start, and I look at him, and he gives me like that dog who's like just sitting there in the yard and hears something like, huh? Okay, yep. Come one, come all, here we fucking are.
Welcome.
What is this, number nine?
Yeah, number nuevo. 999.
Awesome. We're really getting around these days.
Yeah,
something like that.
It's been over 2 months now. I think we finally hit more episodes than subscribers. So
that is correct.
Yep, I think we're the first people in history to do that. I don't know. Is that some kind of record?
No, I've seen a lot of podcasts. The thing is, like, I kind of get it because I only listen to stuff that I'm either told about or it's done by people that are famous that I like their work. So it makes sense that nobody would listen to us.
Yeah.
So, you know, no harm, no foul there. So one of us needs to do something amazing, whether it be good or bad. I don't care.
Yeah.
Get the name out.
Wonder
there.
Wonder if we can get arrested on Cops or something, and then while we're looking at the camera, be like, White Trash Cast, go podcast, let's do it.
What's To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen?
Oh, no.
Just go on there. Hey, what are you doing here? According to our transcripts, you want to fuck little kids? Meh.
What's this black dildo? I don't know. I love it.
It's yeah, one of these days. I'll tell you, one of these days. Who knows?
Pow, right in the kisser. I wanted to tell you something today. Today was our first softball practice, and it was kind of chilly out. And episode one, we talked stating the fact that I was a grower, not a shower.
Oh, man. Please continue.
Well, I was talking to a buddy we used to work with, and one of the guys said the fee for playing is 12 boners. And I look over and I go, in this weather, you're not going to get any boners. And then I thought of the grower, not a shower thing. So as I'm driving home, and after softball, I get in the shower, and I take my pants off, and I look down. It shrank. I was so proud of myself. Like, I was like, wait, I do have a couple inches to lose. This thing is tiny.
That is...
I just wanted to say that I'm really proud.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I really am, truly.
Feeling pretty good.
You know, whatever gets you to where you need to be, man, that's good stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I had the same thing. Actually, I totally forgot about a weird thing that happens to me. I hurt my shoulder. I lift weights not to be a douche, but because I hate to run. So it's the only exercise I can muscle through, pun intended.
Ah!
No! And, I hurt my shoulder and couldn't lift. Still can't really lift. And so I'm like, I'm going to get back into running. I'm going to fucking run, man. Immediately started gaining weight because I didn't fucking run. Fucking hate it. Get on the treadmill and I'm like, yeah, 0.3 miles. It's pretty fucking good.
Good enough.
Yeah. So I went to the supplement store and I'm like, I'm just going to buy something. I know the shit's hokey, but in my experience, the only thing that actually works is the stuff that keeps you from being hungry. Like the herbs.
Yep, and the tapeworms.
Right, so I wanted to get something that would just keep me from being hungry, like keep me from, like, you know, eating all the time because I've been eating like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I forgot was I used to take Hydroxycut when I was, like, 19 because I was douchey back then about, like, lifting weights and stuff because I wanted to get ripped, and that was back when it had the good stuff in it, like the fucking Go pills, the Go juice. Well, all that kind of stuff I've discovered in my history, for some reason, it sucks all the water out of me and starts at my cock. So when I fucking use that stuff, my dick's at a constant minimal size, and it's I got to stop taking it.
Yeah.
That's the end of that story.
Steroids make your peter shrink.
I know they weren't steroids.
But it could be.
Actually, steroids make your balls shrink.
Yeah, whatever.
And actually, that's like getting two birds stoned at once for me because I've got gigantic balls. So maybe I should take steroids. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not born with elephantitis.
It's not that. It's not like a beanbag.
I think they're normal size. I think mine are normal. Average.
I don't know. Sometimes I watch porn. I'm like, now see, those seem really small to me based on what I see every day.
They're always scrunched up. I wonder if they take some kind of like, they rub something on them or something before they go, because they're not flopping. They're just
I theorized at one point, like, well, they're banging so much.
Yeah.
And I know it's not physiologically possible at that level, but maybe they're just blowing so many loads. But then I'm like, wait a minute.
I blow that many
loads. There have been times in my life where I've jerked off until powdered milk came out.
Yeah.
Days on end. And my balls never shrank. Yeah. So, you know, theory out the window.
Yep.
But, hey, I had a fun time working that one out. Yeah. So.
All right. I think what we're going to end up doing, because there's few people who don't like sports. So what we're going to do is we're going to do our sports stuff at the beginning of the podcast and just tell you guys to skip through 10 to 15 minutes because we got a couple things. If you watch any news or any sports or anything, if you turn on the TV, you've seen two things. Kevin Ware's leg. We're going to talk about this. He's a Louisville player. He's a sophomore. He jumped up, landed on his leg, and it was the most grotesque fucking leg injury I've seen in a long time.
I couldn't watch it. I had to look away.
It was oh.
Compound fracture. That's where the bone definitely comes out the skin.
Yep. And, I mean, his teammates were getting sick. His teammates were crying. His coach was crying. His fans were crying. And I was like, oh, that's a real bummer, man. That sucks. But then, as soon as I get home from work, that son of a bitch is on Facebook, and it says, a prayer for Ware. And that just triggered something in my brain that went, are you fucking kidding me? Athletes break their legs, arms, whatever, thousands of times a year. There's thousands of broken bones every year. And this motherfucker is all over the news, and it just pissed me off to no end. And I just, this is a quick little rant I got. When I broke my wrist, I didn't get a fucking parade. And I'm sure everybody else in history that has broken a bone doesn't get shit. But for some fucking reason, this guy gets hours upon hours a day of airtime all over national television. I think it is complete horseshit. It is a fucking broken bone. He'll recover and be back next year or the year after.
I agree. However, I can see it from the other angle. Not to the level where he's a goddamn pontiff now, but, you know, trying to go to the Final Four, you know, working towards the fucking championship game, fucking compound fracture on live TV. People see it. You know, millions of people saw it.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, I don't know. The prayer for Ware thing, that gets me. Like, I'm under the impression I'm not going to fucking talk religion because it's gotten me in trouble in the past. But at the end of the day, if you believe in God and there's a God and he listens to your prayers and he has to choose from the millions and millions of people on earth whose prayers he's going to listen to, broken leg has got to be up there, I'm telling you. Prayer for Ware, right?
I mean, I can understand if he's getting an x-ray and they find a tumor in his fucking bone marrow or something.
True, like, true.
Maybe a prayer, but no, not a broken leg. They fucking snap it back into place, and they fucking cast it up, and he sits, and he waits, and his muscles get weak, and when the bone heals, he goes back out and heals or fucking strengthens the muscle back up, and he's good to go.
Yeah, and it was a clean break, so, like, his career is not over. You know what I mean? Like, if he's NBA quality, like, he can come back from this. So, what are you praying for, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm on the same page, which leads me to my next thought, which... student athletes, like these guys get degrees, a lot, you know, the good ones, they know they're going to the NBA, NFL, whatever. Like, what if they're one of the guys that's going to the NBA or the NFL, and so they're taking like fucking, you know, retard math, you know, because I went to a big Division I hockey school, and I was talking to the goalie, starting goalie. I don't think he made it to the pros. I never really followed up on that, but he told me, yeah, man, all the hockey players take this math class. You should take it because I didn't want to take the high-level stuff because I'm not very good at it.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, so pretty much the whole hockey team takes that class. So basically all of you that don't make it into anything, like you better be good at something because, you know, you're in Nebraska and you're a hockey player. You don't have the kind of notoriety you need to fucking, you know, hey, come be a partner at our fucking finance firm or whatever. Yep. Bunch of bullshit if you ask me.
Yep. On to the last sports topic. We were going from me getting angry to me laughing hysterically.
As was I.
And this one's all over the news, too. These two, I could not get enough. Like, we got CNN and stuff on in the background at work. And this guy, he, over and over again, Mike Rice just keeps pelting his players in the back, in the head, in the, like, legs and shit with basketballs. It's the Rutgers college basketball coach.
Yeah. It was like a I don't know, a security camera? I didn't catch that part. Maybe they put it in there because he'd already been in trouble. But, like, he's not throwing basketballs like, hey, he throws it at somebody. He's, like, fucking crow-hopping. And, like, high-life throwing this fucking thing at people and hitting them in the back. One guy gets hit in the head and almost falls down, right? Which, that can't be healthy for you, you know? But my favorite fucking part is the camera angles from, like, the rafters, I guess. Or maybe there's somebody sitting there. It's from high. And there's a guy, from your perspective, so the coach is on the other side looking towards you. And he walks up to the guy and grabs him by the shirt like fucking like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas when he gets mad at some guy. And he's just fucking screaming obscenities. And I just lost it. I was howling because, well, I mean, come on.
I think that is understandable because even in like seventh grade football, if you're in the wrong position, the coach grabs you by the face mask or the shoulder pads and yells at you as he's dragging you over to where you need to be.
No, I know. I get that. I played football. But what made me laugh about it, I don't know if you've seen Beer Fest. One of the Beer Fest members is a hardcore Jewish guy, you know, and he get the fat guy from the Super Troopers movies making fun of him all the time about his yarmulke. They become fast friends, and at one point, after they're friends, before the beer competition comes up, the little Jewish guy walks up and grabs him the same way and starts chugging in his face. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, he's going to chug in his face. But, you know, that's obviously not the case. But
well, my favorite clip in the little section is whenever he throws numerous basketballs. But one of them, there's a kid behind him with another basketball. And as soon as the coach chucks a basketball at another player, the kid behind him just instinctively just gives him the second basketball and they cut the clip. So you don't know what happens.
I didn't see that part.
It was like he chucks it and he goes, here you go, coach. And he just grabs the next ball and he goes on to the next
scene. It's like fucking olden times. Just like, yes, hit him again. Oh, that's awesome, dude. I didn't see that part.
Yep. It was very entertaining.
Yeah. Another thing that made me laugh is this guy's going fucking bananas. You know,
He looks crazy,
but it's not even that good of a school as far as basketball is concerned. So,
yeah,
you know, like, it's all based on performance coaching. The whole coaching thing, I could talk for 30 minutes about the bullshit coaching thing. You know, you got tuition prices rising, yet they're paying their college coaches $6-7 million a season, some of them. You know, it's fucking ridiculous, and it makes me fucking angry. But anyway. But this guy, he's Rutgers, is State University of New Jersey, and you know maybe his team's bad. I don't know their record. I haven't watched a single game they've been in this year. But it's like you've been there a couple years. Even when you're really shitty, most programs give you more than 2 or 3 years. You know, unless you're just fucking abominable, you're gonna get like 5 years out of that. You know, it's like what are you doing? You know, you're a fucking idiot. That's the way I look at it.
Yep. So that's it for sports today.
That's it for sports.
And now moving on to just more bullshit.
Nope. I've been thinking a lot about the Masters coming up.
Yeah.
Big Tiger Woods fan. I think you all know that we're Tiger Woods fans.
Yeah.
I'm fucking excited, dude.
Yeah.
I'm real fucking excited.
To be honest, I'm still betting the field until he proves me otherwise.
I, too, am betting the field because he's normally good. You know, he wins, you know, a shit ton of tournaments, but he's just now coming back. And he's just recently won two. So it's like, it seems that much more far-fetched, especially a fucking Augusta, man. I mean, that course is fucking difficult, especially I think it's 14, 15, 16, or 12, 13, 14, I don't remember, like 3 holes in a row that are just like holy fuck holes. And they always put, like if you can watch it online, they always have cameras on those 3 holes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like one's like a dog leg left where it's not like it angles to the left. It's like a fucking 90 degree left turn. Like you gotta Nail it. Whatever. Enough about that.
Yeah.
Enough about sports right here, down up in here.
Oh, yeah. Down up in Maine. All right. So, yesterday at work, we did what we like to call the $3 challenge.
Oh, it was glorious. I think it was the winner, really.
That was bullshit.
Not my fault.
Yeah, okay, where everybody, there's a vending machine, a rotating vending machine at work that has, like, it's refrigerated, and it's got, like, milk, it's got nasty-ass double cheeseburgers, like, just coming straight, like, in the plastic stuff you buy at a gas station, only a little worse. It's got chicken sandwiches and shit like that. Everything in there, almost everything, looks repulsive.
And the thing is, it's refrigerated, but when you open the door and stick your hand in, nothing's cold.
Yeah, it's not cold.
It's fucking lukewarm at best.
Yep.
It's disgusting. So, $3 challenge, another friend of mine, they had did this a little differently, but what we did was draw a random number out of a hat. And everybody who was participating drew a random name out of the hat. So you could spend up to $3 on that person, and they had to eat it. Anything in the machine. And I did it that way because some of the stuff's like $2, and then there's expired milk for 75 cents.
We didn't know it was expired prior to buying it, but when I got my milk and my nasty chicken cordon bleu sandwich.
What color was that ham, by the way?
It was fucking greenish pink. I don't know. It was gross
it looked
looking.
Fucking gross. So, I wouldn't have eaten it.
And
like,
the cheese was like slime. It was fucking disgusting. But yeah, the milk, I got the milk, checked the date. The fucking milk was expired. And I had to drink it because it's a $3 challenge.
You got to play, man. You
got
to play.
Luckily, I got first draw, and I drew for the only lady that was in the.
Who was also the only person that bailed.
Oh, we'll get to that later. I drew for the lady. I got what I called the chicken torpedoes.
Ugh.
It was, what the hell was the actual name of them?
The Big As, AZ, Big As Bubba Twins.
The Big As Bubba Twins, yes. It was fucking awesome. Long, skinny, nasty chicken particle.
Oh, they were gross.
Yeah. And, that was, I knew immediately if I got first draw, that's what I was getting, no matter who it was. This same lady draws Tim's name.
Boom.
And fucking comes back with a damn pizza.
Danged old Red Baron microwave pizza. Yeah. One of the best things you can get. The only other good thing is the Lunchables, because Lunchables aren't good,
yeah,
but they're fucking Lunchables. Yep. We've all had them. They're not that bad.
And what it irked me, because I knew she was trying to play the nice person. She didn't want to be mean and get something nasty. And I was like, oh, man.
See, I never suspected she'd do that. Because we have a thing, we have these certain cards in order to use certain computers, you know, which I think everybody has now in the fucking world, in the corporate world. And a game that got banned at work because some people got mad was, you take the person's card that left it there and forgot it, and you freeze it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, we do.
And it's one of the more shitty things. For me, I don't care, but it's like, it's just so time consuming because you got to thaw it out.
And
right?
Sometimes, like, I did a treasure hunt one time. There was a bunch of lockers downstairs. And I put a key in his locker. And
I remember that. Yeah.
The key unlocked a clue. He had to walk back upstairs, find another key that was frozen, go back down, come back up, find another key, go back down. And it went through several turns before he finally got to the locker with the card in it. And
it was awesome. It was awesome.
Legendary treasure hunt.
Well, anyway, I don't know if I'm a big guy, not in like a Lou Ferrigno way. I'm just a large man, and not in like a fat fuck way. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I've never had that done to me with the thing. It's happened to pretty much everybody else. And I thought to myself, it's either because people like me that much, which I doubt, or I have a bad attitude enough to where they think I'm going to go ballistic on them.
It's the second one.
Yes, I assumed it was the second one. So the only person to ever freeze my shit was this woman.
Oh,
and then
really?
She pulled my name in the fucking $3 challenge, and I assumed the worst. And I got a fucking, it was bad. It wasn't good, but it was better than the chicken cordon bleu by a long shot.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I got mixed feelings. I don't know what to think about
so
that.
So, she sissied out. She didn't even finish her badass Bubba twins.
Big ass.
Big ass.
I wish they were the badass Bubba twins. Yeah. That'd be better.
Yeah.
Because they're not that big.
She only finished like 3/4 of one chicken torpedo. She had a whole other one to go.
In her defense, and I know how disgusting the cheese looked on your guys's.
Yeah.
But it at least added some sort of moisture. These chicken sandwiches were just like this fake, disgusting chicken patty and bread.
Yeah, and I couldn't.
There was nothing to
it. It was $3. I couldn't afford the milk either. I washed half of mine down with the milk, and then I ran out and was gnawing on it for the next 15 minutes.
It was gross.
Yep.
You guys.
I had something else to add to that, and I fucking forgot what it was. Oh, well.
Sorry, man. You know, I got to remember that you get little light bulbs, and you got to let it go.
Yeah.
Got to let it go.
It's like dead energy. It's like, hey, energy, and it disappears, which is like against scientific matter fatic fucking Ripley's Believe It or Not. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Not at all. But I know you know what you're saying, and I'm good with that. Yep. I am good with that.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Moving on.
Actually, I just wanted to say one more thing. It was a mental block with the food. I'm telling you, this pizza was gross. It came out limp like a dick. It wasn't the way it was supposed to be. It was
soggy.
Like one of those deep dish singles. So I cut it with the fucking 8 pieces like a large Pizza Hut. I think we've discussed our Pizza Hut beginnings.
Yeah.
So I had these little tiny triangles, and in my mind, I'm like, I'm just eating pizza. And so I was eating it like real pizza slices. Made it better.
Yep. That's good to hear. Still can't remember. All right. Moving on. We had a brilliant idea at work to come up with our own business.
Okay.
If this goes through, we could be the richest people on earth.
So I'm married, and we've watched, we both like the Food Network, so we've watched a lot of cake shows. That's her thing, not mine, whatever. But they're actually not bad. Sometimes douchey, let me rephrase that. A lot of times douchey, but they're still creating something.
Yeah.
And some of these cakes are pretty badass. Well, in the course of these shows, like 2 or 3 different times over the last like 5, 6 years, I've seen like requests for erotic cakes or them talk about erotic cakes. And by erotic cakes, I mean like it's a giant cock and balls or tits or a woman's bust or, you know, a whole woman, whatever.
Yep.
Dirty fucking cakes.
Yeah.
And they're always astronomically priced because the level of detail, B, the lack of places where you can get these things.
Yeah.
And, it was just A and B. I don't have another one.
Yeah.
So those two things. And so I mentioned at work just haphazardly, hey, let's use our veterans loans because we're veterans. Don't thank me. And let's open up a business making fucking erotic cakes.
Yeah. And it's brilliant. I've come up with a name. It may not work. It may not stick. Cock and Ball Cake Factory,
I think,
is what we need to go with. However, in the newspaper, I don't think it'll fly. But Cock and Ball Cake Factory, what I was thinking about doing is, like, usually there's just the shape of the cock and balls, but we can go into, like, detail, like, take finer threaded icing and put some pupus hairs on the fucking balls, you know?
Veins.
Veiny. What do you want? Black dick, white dick, Asian dick? And it's all small, medium, and large. I made that up just now. It was pretty fucking funny. And then
you're not supposed to point that out.
Oh, okay.
Just ride that fucking train, man. Ride that fucking train.
So, and then maybe the balls could be like cream filled.
Of course. They gotta be.
Or maybe like you can have like some kind of setup to wear like some Halloween costumes. Like you attach it to your face. And, like, down below, you have this little pump that pumps out, like, blood. Looks like you're bleeding or something. I figured you could have a little pump that squirts out a little cream on the tip of the cock. Maybe go all out, you know?
I was thinking for our grand design, a lot of these cakes, they use like wood and pipe and shit. So, because some of them are like people standing up and all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
So what you do is you make a man's the part of his ass and part of his leg and then his fucking big old cock. And you somehow incorporate a hand to hold it up because of the cake, and you put some wood in there, right?
Yeah.
And you know how, like, toaster strudels, they, like, Pop-Tarts were it forever, then toaster strudels came out, and they're like, you get fucking hot frosting on it. So 4 inches across in another cake is a lady's face with her eyes closed.
Oh, wow.
And what you have pumping through is hot fucking icing just shooting out of the cock
hot
onto this lady's face. Just blah, blah, all over. I was thinking that could be our fucking period de resistance.
That's fucking
piece
brilliant.
De resistance. I don't know.
Yeah, the good
I wasn't
shit.
Alive back then.
We'll just call it the good shit. That's our good shit. And also, if that one doesn't work, my exotic cheese where you milk like rare animals like a platypus. And you make cheese out of it, and people would pay big money for platypi cheese.
Seems expensive to get platypi milk.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking big bucks here.
Oh, man.
You want platypi, you want fucking honey badger milk, you want fucking, I don't know, what else is milked? Anything that's milked, you can basically turn into cheese.
Started thinking about Meet the Parents just then.
Yeah, you can actually milk a cat, you know?
That's not a bad idea. I've seen a show on cheese. Yeah, I have.
Wow.
It's just like a fucking cheese shop in L.A. or San Francisco or something. And some of this cheese he was showing, like there. If you go to your grocery store, they probably have some good cheese, and it's usually like $7-$8, sometimes maybe 11 for like a not very big piece of cheese. This guy was showing cheese. I forget what animal it was, just some weird animal, and he's like, yeah, this block here is $77.
Oh,
like, Jesus Christ. Is that even tasty?
Mm.
Like, you're just paying for the fucking event to eat it. Like, I doubt it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it is, but almost everything I've ever tasted where somebody's like, hey, I don't care how much it costs. You've got to try this. You've got to try this. And this is excluding beer, okay, because that usually works out. But you got to try this, and you taste it, and it's like, could have went with a steak from fucking Walmart there.
And I guarantee you, Siberian tiger or fucking snow leopard milk cheese would be so much better.
Fucking panda milk.
Yeah. Panda, Arctic hare. Would fucking do anything with this. You could go anywhere.
Fucking Arctic hare. Those elusive little bastards. Just, I tell you what.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like to try the Arctic hare milk? What?
For our dinner course, we're serving the filet with lobster and shredded Arctic hare. What? That sounds amazing.
Oh, another idea.
Stays cold. Okay, go on.
Oh, shit. It's like the little water thing in Waterboy. He's got the glacier water.
Oh, yeah, the dang old glacier water.
Yeah. Only it's Arctic milk straight from the teat.
Oh, yeah.
God, what the fuck? God damn it. I was on to something again. I'm going to drive myself fucking nuts. Another idea was... son of a bitch.
Yeah, watching it's better than listening to it. I got to tell you, folks, this is pretty good. Looks like he's about to mainline his fucking microphone. Fucking behind the green door style. I don't even know what's happening
here. I'm fucking serious. I had another great idea, and it's just gone because I went on a fucking glacier milk tangent.
I'm telling you, you got to stay on point, man.
But
it's not your forte.
But then I would have forgotten the glacier milk, and I would have said the other thing.
You got to be prepared.
I can't wrap these two fucking brain things at once.
Oh, man. You need to just be constantly writing notes.
Yeah, that's what I'll start
doing. But then I don't think you could do that either, though.
Yeah, you're
I think
right.
You start writing notes, and then, like...
I wouldn't talk.
You'd spell something wrong, and then you get engrossed in that.
Yeah,
and just
fucking...
Like,
how do you spell shitty caca? You know, fucking... I don't know. Oh, well, maybe I'll think of my better business idea later.
Oh, you had a better business idea.
Yeah, it was another business that I wanted to give a shot, but...
Did it involve erotic cakes?
No, but I did. Oh, yeah. Here's another thing that I forgot previously. You could do baby shower cakes with a baby's head crowning out to vagine. Fucking. How funny would that be? Be like, here, have some cake. And it, you just like chop off a little chunk of the baby's head or something.
Yeah, like, I guess.
Fucking. That would be repulsive.
Or like the top half is coming out, but instead of a baby, it's like Burt Reynolds. Because she loves Burt Reynolds. She loves Burt Reynolds. She wants to name the baby Burt. So if you could make the cake, respect that love in her life. No problem. We'll just make Burt coming out of her vag.
And let me tell you something. The whole time you're talking, I'm thinking of the other business, and I don't remember it. I can't do it for the fucking life of me.
It must not have been that good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, when did you think of it?
A long time ago, and as we were going through the businesses, I thought, oh, yeah, I'll mention this one that is totally off the wall and that I'll never fucking do, so I don't care if somebody steals it.
Huh.
And I don't remember what the fuck
it was.
That's
a bummer, man. It's a fucking bummer.
All right.
It's a fucking spark of genius in you, and I can see it.
Yeah.
But you can't catch it.
Yeah.
It's like a real fast lightning bug.
It's like fucking my quantum energy again. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. We didn't get any emails this week. I'm pissed.
Yeah. We didn't get any emails again.
We're not getting any emails.
To a point, I'm not surprised. But I do know for a fact people are downloading this podcast.
Yep.
And we've fucking whored ourselves out begging, looking fucking like little bitches asking for emails.
The damn bandwidth says you're downloading it. I can check you fuckers are listening. So just send us some damn emails so we can get this thing rolling. whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
That's com.
Yes, I see if you catch that.
That'd be cool if there were .com sites.
Catch my .com. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Moving into the fucking layers of depravity fast this week.
Yeah, or if you want to. How far? 32 minutes. Holy shit.
Hot biscuit fucking wheels. All right,
so also we got the old twatter. Feel free to follow us. We got one.
Yeah.
We got a follower.
Great fan. Hasn't tweeted us yet.
Yeah, we ain't got no twats.
No twats.
We got no twats.
Ain't got no twats. That'd be a good song. We should write a song.
What was that song I thought of at work? Remember? It was a decent one.
Yeah. I was singing a country song, and then you came up with a glorious fucking idea.
Once again, it boggles my mind. Let's just talk about how awesome my ideas are and not bring any of them up. How about fucking
listen, out? We promise he's got good ideas. Or bad, but we love him. Who knows? Yeah.
Okay, you want to move on to the FMK?
I don't know. Do you? I guess we can.
Yeah.
I'm dreading this.
Yeah, I really don't know who I'm going to... Ah, got it. It just hit me. I've been thinking about it for a while, and now I got it.
Well, this is going to be a fuck, marry, ignore again because these are
fuck, marry, ignore
politicians.
We can't kill politicians,
and it's all fucking fake. If we were to, if the fact that nobody's listening to this shit anyway, but the fact that we're censoring ourselves at that level for a fucking joke and a gag, it really fucking bothers me.
Yeah,
and I'm the one who came up with it, but it's like, you anymore, you gotta fucking watch your ass on the stupidest shit, and it's so dumb.
Yep,
I've never met anybody we've talked about. I'll probably never meet anybody we're talking about. I've never heard. I'm a fucking pacifist. Whatever.
You're fucking nihilist, man.
They're not. These men are cowards, Donnie.
They believe in nothing.
We still want the money.
We want the money, Lebowski. Okay, FMK. this is, last week we did Republicans, and we promised this week Democrats. Mm. So here's our Democrats for today. We have.
I gotta say, before you say them, it's not fair, man. Last week, there was some fucking shiny points with some of these women.
Yeah.
This week, it's just like, here's the feeling I'm feeling right now looking at these names. It's just, oh.
Yep. But I know mine.
You already know it?
Yeah.
You want to go first, then?
Sure, I'll go first. All right. Today's FMKs are Hillary Clinton, Nancy da bitch Pelosi. I just nicknamed her that. And Janet Reno. And for those of you who don't know Janet Reno, go ahead and look her up. There's a great, great set of pictures. People have, you go to Google Images, and there's a bunch of shit. There's one that says, it's got a picture of her, and it says Man of the Year on the cover of Time magazine with a fucking chest hair coming out of her shirt. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's like Tom Jones' chest hair, just not as long.
Yep, and they also photoshopped, like, one of them looks like she's got, like, fucking drool coming out of her face. She is just gross looking. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah,
looks
it's
like
not pretty,
Stephen
folks.
Hawking's almost.
Oh, it does, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Without the drool. Sorry, Stephen. You're awesome. But yeah, Clinton, Pelosi, Reno. And today's FM Ignore.
Ignore!
I am going to fuck Hillary Clinton just because, you know, she could be fun. She could be shocking. I don't know. She's not, she's ugly, yeah, but, I mean, she'd be the best one at sex out of those three, I think. We're not.
I don't know.
There's nothing here. None of them are attractive, but I gotta fuck one of them. So I'm going with Hillary Clinton, and maybe I could do Tim's signature choke move on her.
Yeah. No, this batch doesn't warrant my signature move. This is a jerk off for 10 minutes. Well, nay, 30 minutes before watching porn. That way it lasts not very long.
Yep. We need a fluffer for these ones. Second one, I'm going to marry Janet Reno.
Oh.
And here's why.
I did not see that coming.
Is she alive? I don't even
Doesn't
know.
Matter. You is already
she,
said it.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, I think she is. She's hit web.
Let's look up. Is Janet Reno alive? See what we come up with. I'm going to edit this little part out of me fucking.
Hold on. Before you go on.
Oh, my.
He typed in, is Janet Reno? And I'm going to give you in order the 6 Google instance. Is Janet Reno gay? Is Janet Reno dead? Is Janet Reno alive? Is Janet Reno a man? Is Janet Reno married? And finally, is Janet Reno still alive? Half of the fucking searches are whether or not she's still alive.
Or
if she's a dude.
Oh yeah, so that just tells you what kind of lady I'm marrying. Is Janet Reno still alive?
We should watch sports with her, I guess.
Search. Biography. Here we go. Broke new ground, served U.S. Attorney General, blah, blah, blah. Is she alive? That's all I want to know. Tell me something good.
Yeah, look, it doesn't have a death date. So.
Oh, yeah, birth date. Yeah, all right, so she's still kicking. She's still got her pacemaker and
74.
Her fucking hip replacement.
How old's Pelosi? I think Pelosi's a little older than that.
No way.
Yeah, I think, yeah, she looks good for age. I think she's like 77.
No.
Look it up. I'm telling you.
I really don't think so.
That bitch is old. I'm telling you.
Because
when Bill Maher said it, because he had his daughter on, his daughter does stuff for his show. It's like, there's no fucking way. She looks amazing for that age.
I don't think so. But anyway, I'm going to marry Janet Reno. This will completely change if Pelosi's
73,
old.
Dude.
Okay.
Same age, basically.
Flip flop. Okay. I'm going to marry Nancy Pelosi, because I was going to marry Janet Reno because she's the oldest and she'll die the soonest, which means I'll be free sooner. But if Pelosi's just as old, I don't know. I still think Reno's going to die before Pelosi because Pelosi still looks like she's in decent shape. Janet Reno just looks like Gollum. Actually, Tim compared Janet Reno to Dan Aykroyd and Nothing But Trouble.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Go look at it. Janet Reno is Dan Aykroyd in Nothing But Trouble. And just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, he suffers from cheesehead displacement syndrome in this movie. It's his nose comes off. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I'd rather deal with Nancy Pelosi for another year, I think, a year or two, than I think I'm going marrying Pelosi and ignoring Reno. I'm just going to ignore Reno. Pelosi's a little too... they're all a little too far over. I'm in the middle for the most part. They're a little too far over, just like the Republicans. Both of them are nuts, in my opinion, but...
I'm looking at pictures of Nancy Pelosi right now. I just realized there's this older woman that works out at my gym who looks a lot like her, but maybe like 10 years younger.
Interesting.
Yes.
Oh, creepy. Yes. All right.
Creepy indeed.
Yeah, so there's my FMK. Fuck Hillary Clinton, marry Nancy Pelosi, and ignore Janet Reno. What do you got?
See, I'm on the fence because I'm thinking in this theoretical world. Let's say I marry Hillary Clinton. What's that? What happens with old Billy Boy there?
I don't know.
Is it a situation in which he's okay with it and I get to hang out with him?
I would assume so. I mean, okay. Or no. I don't. If they get divorced and she, it's all situational. I guess this is an interesting little turn of events here.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a make. If that it depends, because depending on what the sitch is there, it changes everything for me.
Yeah, I think he should be okay with it because we should not have problems with exes because that would totally negate a lot of the FMKs.
Right. So I just come into the situation plural marriage, and he's just happy to have another guy to talk to.
Yeah, I don't think Bill's around anymore. He just like, all right, fine, divorce, see ya, and like. They trade the kids, and that's really all you see of them. You don't go hang out with them and shit.
Oh.
I mean, like...
Because I was thinking if I married Hillary Clinton, then I'd get to hang out with Bill, who's probably a good time.
Do you know anybody who has married an ex-wife that still hangs out with her ex-husband?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ashton Kutcher and Bruce Willis got along famously.
Famously,
notoriously, like they did stuff together, did family events together.
I guess so. I just don't see that happening very often. It might happen more than I think, though.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I've never been there.
Whatever. Let's keep
all
going.
I guess I got to agree with you then, because if it was a situation in which. I'm all of a sudden Hillary's second husband, and I get to go golfing and hanging out with old Billy Boy.
Yeah.
I'm taking Hillary in the marriage.
I think I would, too. I agree with that one.
But if not, then I'm gonna F that one.
Yeah.
And well, it's the same as yours, Pelosi, then Reno. Reno is disgusting.
Yeah.
She looks like a dude. I don't think anybody's thrown dick at that in decades.
No.
Minimum. I mean, looks like the type of woman that doesn't even fucking get herself off. Just fucking... Yeah. Has no interest in the fucking, in the sexual things.
They say, all right, Calvin, you got a choice. You got to bang Janet Reno or go to the east side in St. Louis and pick up a hooker with HIV. And I'd probably choose a hooker.
Yeah, that's probably a good choice.
I'm gonna go ahead.
It's a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
You know what? I just thought of something. Even with the Bill thing, I'm going Hillary, Pelosi, Reno. And here's why. She's a... Congresswoman from San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi is.
Yeah.
She's in her 70s.
Yeah.
So we know she knows how to party. She's born in the 40s, which means in the 60s, she was in her 20s. So in the decade of love and fucking, she was at the prime age to be in the decade of love and fucking. Furthermore, she's a liberal hippie type that lives in San Francisco and is probably all about the love and fucking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to marry her because when we think about odometer readings on this shit, I'm going to get the most bang for my buck out of her. And she's the most attractive, and I use that term loosely.
Yes. Oh, so, well, look at that. I agree, and I don't even have to change it. The and the thing is, since she was banging in the 60s, AIDS didn't come around till the 70s, really. So she's probably HIV free.
True.
I'm saying AIDS and HIV are the same thing. They one grows into the other.
It's a stepping stone.
Yeah. So either one, you guys fucking know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get even. Well, actually, AIDS is different from HIV because I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm talking about. Shut your mouths. Shut your bitch ass up. Fuck.
All right.
You know? I'm already telling you to shut up. You didn't. Now I know why you're not sending emails. Sorry.
Bastards.
I'm very sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Nobody's listening anyway.
Okay. Still don't have my good business idea.
You can't say that on the air. Nobody's listening anyway. Just a bit outside.
Yep.
Ball eight.
Yep. Oh, there's so much good shit that's come out in the last 20 years.
And it makes you feel old because most of the shit we seem to love is at least 8 or 10 years
old. Yeah, and it's creepy. Like, somebody was like, hey, when did Matrix come out? I was like, I don't know, 2003. Fucking 5 years before that. And I was thinking, me and my wife heard Transmission shit the bed the other day, and we were looking at new cars. And she was like, oh, here's a... It was like a 1998 car or something. No, it was a 93 car. And I go, eh, it's not that bad. It's only 10 years old. And I was like, and she goes, that's 20 years old. And I go, oh, fuck. Like, I'm so used to seeing those fucking dates. That's the first sign of aging.
Yeah.
I think.
It's aging.
And whenever you think, like, you're used to college players and shit, like, being older
retire.
Than you. Yeah. College players are older than you, and then one day you're watching college football, and they're like, it's a junior, age 20 or 21, and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm older than that guy.
Yeah, it's depressing. I wish we hadn't gone down this road, actually.
Yeah,
it's
you're like 5 years past me, so I'm experiencing that for the first time. It sucks.
Yeah, it blows. I turned 30 this year, which I know if anybody older than me listens to this, they're like, oh, you're still a kid. You're in your 20s. Just 30. 30's good.
Yeah.
And that's great. It is. I still feel very young, but at the same time, it's like, God, fucking 30, you know? Like,
yeah.
If I live to the average, a man's average is what, like 71 or something like that?
Yeah.
The average lifespan is like, it's almost half over. Like, oh, fuck.
I feel pretty bad because... I should be at the prime, my physical manhood peak. Like, hey, you should be top strength, conditioning, all this shit. I actually hit my prime at 18, and then from then on, I've just been eating nothing but fucking Taco Bell
and that's why your prime would have lasted longer, but you supplemented your diet with nothing but Taco Bell, beer, and cigarettes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. But there is still hope for me to get back on track. There is still hope. I was trying to. I got the e-cig. I started smoking it. Right when I smoked it, I got bronchitis. I'm scared to fucking do it again.
You didn't get bronchitis for that thing.
I know.
It's just bad luck.
It's bad timing. It's sitting in my car. I got it. I need to get back on it.
I think you do, yeah.
And then whenever you stop smoking, you feel healthier, you feel more motivated to go out and do stuff. I think it would help a lot.
Yeah, when I've stopped smoking before, like you can just breathe easier. But
yeah.
One thing I noticed, and I don't know why, I think maybe, I don't know, like... If you stop smoking, you occasionally hawk up a loogie, like you're cleaning yourself out, but nothing happens.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it seems like when I've tried to quit using, like, nicotine pouches or, like, snus, it seems like all I do is hack up fucking loogies, like brown, nasty loogies.
Huh.
Like, amazingly more so than when I just stopped smoking.
Interesting.
But then I thought maybe it's just because, like, when I'm, quote-unquote, quitting smoking, I smoke a little bit now and again to wean off of it, and maybe that's what does it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck it. How far are we into this thing? Is it over yet?
50
minutes. We have anything else? Just going out front.
Yeah, noticed.
Loser symbol. All right.
Fucking didn't make a sound. You could have just done it.
She's fucking little mouse crawling around.
I know. Remember when I told you how she scared the shit out of me?
Yeah.
That's what she does. I get up and I'm walking towards the fridge one night late when I think she's asleep. And she just emerges from that hallway.
Yeah.
I almost fucking decked her.
Yeah.
She thought it was funny. I'm like, I think I'm officially more than twice her weight.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not a fat ass, so it would have been death for her if I'd have hit her. I would never do that, though, on purpose.
Yep.
Just in a scared home invasion situation. I didn't know who she was, which is what it was.
I feel like this podcast is just dying.
It is. It's
dying. We should
dying.
Just fucking put it out of its misery like
yeah, you
I
want
have
to?
The last couple
the old,
of dogs.
The old double tap?
Just take it out in the field and fucking shoot it.
Yeah, or do like homeboy at work and just go drown some bunnies. That's what we're
going to
do.
Yeah, drown some bunnies. Yeah, let's drown this fucking Arctic hare and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. All right, bitches. You know, if anybody likes it out there, come and tell us because these motherfuckers are going to get shorter and shorter, apparently.
Yeah, that's what she said. So
boom.
Not really, but whatever.
Captain Carrot.
Yep. See you later. Have a beautiful, beautiful week, bitches.